Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
All right, I don't know the order this is going to come out, but we might actually do this in reverse order. This is actually the second match. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I do decide to reverse the order, though, it's not going to make any sense, though. Because then when I play the other match, you'll be disappeared. Okay. All right, so I said I was getting everything set up, and Mason didn't come down. Mason was preparing something else.
Yeah, I prepared. I thought I was going to have to prepare, so I was preparing. So I had two matches.
I said you didn't have anything prepared again, so that's why I had IWTV 100. So I've already watched Marcus Mathers. I watched it live. No, Marshall Mathers is Eminem. Marcus Mathers. So I already watched it live. I watched some of it again once I came home because I wanted to see certain clips. And then I had to watch it for a third time to record it. So I don't want to watch it for a fourth time. But
I thought they were facing each other.
If you want to watch it. So, all right. So this is the other match that I wanted to see. Because this has got three IWTV champions in one match. And it wouldn't surprise me if Trish Adora eventually became a fourth one. So this is Orange Cassidy and Chris Statlander coming out right now. I'm in their corner. Like, the corner that Orange Cassidy's at, that's where I'm sat. So you might... not right now. He's going to move across to the other corner. But I was like, it was so cool to see them. What are you doing?
Making it larger.
Oh, I thought you were trying to put the volume on. Mm-mm. But yeah, the pop for those guys was crazy. Like, the fact that they're... This is what I love about AEW. Like, these are two of the biggest names on AEW, and you can still see them on the indies. Like, WWE's not doing that. There's nobody on WWE who appears on the indies at all.
Yeah, what if they got injured?
Well, that's always a risk, right?
Yes.
That is always a danger. Thankfully, Orange Cassidy's style is a little different. As me taking a picture.
Oh, yeah, I see you.
I was getting pictures of Orange, that's for sure. I think Chris is fanning herself because it was ridiculously hot. There's a fan right there, right next to me. There's a massive, like, industrial fan there. So, I was good. What's that? I can't see what that says.
That's Lee Moriarty.
What does that say on that? Something.
This is Tyga Style.
Oh, because he's getting ready for Lee Moriarty to come out. Yeah, okay. I saw the style, but I couldn't see what the rest of it was.
Who's the IW?
The 8th independent wrestling TV champion.
I know, who's
TV
the
champion.
Current? Wheeler?
Wheeler Yuta. So Wheeler's 9th. Yeah, I already mentioned on the previous section or later section if I put them out in reverse. Like, there was all so many. We just saw Jonathan Gresham at the end of the last one while we're waiting for them. Oh, there's Tiffany at the entrance. She does the No Holds Barred Network, who does all the reviews of all the H2O people who were in the first match. Mm-hmm. Is Trish coming out? I remember there was actually a long gap in between. I think, if I remember correctly, like, Orange was, like, on the far side for it. Because he's not going to rush, because that's not his thing. And they did play his proper theme, what I call his proper theme music. Well, they had Jane by Jefferson Airplane. So, like, oh, that's kind of cool. I don't even remember if they played anything for Statlander, to be honest. And Trish has got her Poor DC title as well, which is officially recognized as a world championship now, as is the IWTV title. Somebody came into the ring from, what's the magazine that you have? I can't remember what it's called. Oh, PWI.
Yeah.
Somebody from PWI came in and they announced that as it's highly competitive, it's fought in different regions and it has top quality components, that it's allowed to be called a world title. Or it's officially recognized as a world title. Like, we'll go to some super small events.
Yeah.
And when they say world championship, you're like, yeah, I don't think so. This is like a county in, like, Virginia or something. Like, I understand why they do it, but it's nowhere near as prestigious. So that was good that they gave him acknowledgement. Both of these teams. The weird thing about this one is this is clearly face and face versus face versus unface.
Yes.
And normally they say that doesn't work. It absolutely worked. Like, look, everyone stood up. Everyone stood up. Everyone was really happy about it. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Everyone's just stood up because they want to see what's going on. Yeah, I got to see. I'm just stood up because I'm taking a picture right now. And the people in front of me are stood up. That's why I've got my camera lifted up above my head.
Hmm. What is this? Like, what company?
I'm not sure. It was part of H2O and some of the people who were wrestling were H2O. When I searched for this, I searched H2O and I couldn't find it.
Oh, it says H2O in the back.
Yeah, it's up there, because this is their training center.
Oh.
But then when I searched for it, it didn't appear as one of their events, so... Orange Cassidy just lay on the floor. Chris Statland kind of kicked him out or rolled him out with a foot, and then he got up. So now where he stood, that's exactly... Well, you know where I am now. That's exactly the corner. So I would have been happy either way. If I'd have had Trish and Lee Moriarty in my corner, I would have been perfectly okay with that as well. But so it's Chris Statlander and Trish Adora to begin with. And a little handshake, because obviously they're both being very civil. Orange is just... totally relaxing. Orange Cassidy had a match against Matt Hardy this week. It's brilliant. He did his like little kick, and Matt Hardy did his delete thing. It was like kick, oh, and then delete, oh, delete. It was one of the top five moments on YouTube. I thought it was really cool. I love Chris Statlander's outfit. That contrast of colors.
Yeah.
Like the black and the yellow together, it looks really good. Particularly when she like rolls from side to side, like you get the switch of the different colors.
Yeah.
But I think this shows how much Trish Adora's kind of gone up in the last year and a half. Like, Chris Statlander's like top of the game, and the fact that Trish was with her, they were perfect. Like, I still think, I know Trish is wrestling on Ring of Honor right now.
Did she injure her left knee?
Ah, that's a good question.
Because she has the Stone Cold thing.
Yeah, she has the padding over there, so possibly. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which, I just know that she was out for like a year, and... yeah, it looks like she's back on the scene again. I think that she'll be facing Britt Baker. Oh, we're going to get the boop. She's got a finger ready for a nose in the air. Trish is like, nope, you're not doing that. Oh, she's going for it again. Blocking it with her hand. Now she's blocking it with her leg.
Now she got the
headlock on. Yeah. With a leg lock. Headlock with the legs. I don't know what that's called.
I don't know. Scissor lock? I don't know. And now she's just
doing her gymnastics. Statlander's getting out of this. And Trish doesn't... There's nothing Trish can do about it. Yeah, in the end, it was kind of easier for her to get out. Oh, she's going for the boop again.
She didn't quite do it. Now she did it.
Close.
Oh, now she... Now Chris Roll. Has been.
Yeah. So she had to kind of release the move. Is that Cassidy's glasses in the middle? There was something down there. Oh, no, it's not.
He still has his glasses
on. I don't know what that was then. But you can see they're both pretty evenly matched in this.
Yes.
Oh, the other rule for this was you were only allowed to have women versus women and men versus men. Oh. So if, like, Trish got a tag and tagged Lee in, then Chris had to go...
WWE.
Chris had to go and tag in Orange at the same time. Yeah, so it was following the same men's rules. What? Which, when they announced that, from what I can remember, I think that there was a bit of a boo. I don't think people were particularly happy about that, because obviously this is the Indies. I love how Statlander gets out of that. Oh, there you go. There's your boop.
Do they not do that on AEW?
I don't really think they have mixed tag teams on.
I wonder if that's why.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of any mixed. But they're used to... But all these people are used to wrestling on the indies, so they... Oh, she missed that one. Trish scouted that move. But yeah, both got the chance to get their offense in. That's what I really loved about this match. Like, everybody... I didn't care who won this match.
What was that trash bags on the wall?
Oh, there was?
Well, it was that type of, like... plastic stuff on the wall.
Oh, I don't know.
Covering it.
I didn't notice it. On my side, they had like old style posters. I think they were just reproductions, but alright, Trish had her rolled up, but Statlander managed to get out.
Yeah, that trash bag material.
I think it's just to keep the light out. I guess it's cheaper than curtains. I kind of see what you mean. I don't think it is a trash bag, but I know what I can see why you'd say that.
Roll up by Chris, and then the...
That was a great kick out by Trish.
She went, like back.
Normally when she does her backflip and reaches over with her hands to make it more difficult to kick out, the kick out by Trish on that was phenomenal. That looked really impressive.
It's called a bridge, I think.
Bridge, there you go. Yeah, you can see they're both impressed with each other. Yes, now she's saying, shall I tag in Orange? Orange doesn't care less. Go on, get Orange in here, let's go. He's not going to ask for a tag. You're going to have to tag him, Trish. Chris, I mean. Alright, so Chris has tagged in Orange, so Lee Moriarty's coming in as well. Oh, he's taking his sunglasses off. Now, I'm wondering if these two actually did face on the indies. Because Orange has been gone like 2 years now, so I'm... And that, I like how he waits until he gets in the ring to put his like his elbow brace on. Like, he had plenty of time to do that.
Yeah.
He could have done that on the outside. He doesn't care. Like, little touches like that, I really appreciate. He's getting his hair, and I think he's getting his hands ready. And I think, yep. And Lee blocked it. He tried to put his hands in his pockets, and he said no. Actually, Matt Hardy put his hands in his pockets this week as well.
He did?
Yeah. Before he had a chance. I know some opponents have done that as well, to try and out-psych him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Orange Cassidy can wrestle. There's no doubt about it. So, Lee Moriarty is a really good technical wrestler. So, I thought this would be a great matchup as well. Obviously, they're going to goof around a little bit, but Orange has got some moves as well. Like, I like that interchange in the middle there. Like, they're just so good at that technical stuff.
Now he has him
in... Oh, he's going for one hand.
Yeah.
Oh, nope.
Then he would get half power. Now he's just full lazy. And then once he gets at least one hand in his pockets, then he's half lazy.
And he didn't get the chance to again, so he's got him in a full Nelson. Yeah. Oh, he's trying. Nope. See Chris in the background doing the same thing as well?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to... Oh, yeah. Classic Orange. Oh, he didn't get to do it. He looked like he was going to crawl under Lee's legs really slowly and then just come out the other side, but he just grabbed him.
Yep. Now he has an arm.
He's got that headlock again as well. But he got his arm too, yeah. The speed they go between moves on this is really impressive. Like, this is a very different style. That first match I watched, that you're probably going to watch again later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was just brutal. They were, like, ladders, and there was chairs, and they were just hitting each other. This is, like, non-stop, but it's technical, or they got the funny stuff going on at the same time.
Now
he can put his hands in his pockets. There you go. Now he just walked straight out of the move that... Just moved straight out of the leg lock. Look, the crowd. You can see that guy's throwing his arms up in the air. Everyone's loving this. I'm not sure... when Orange last appeared on the indies, to be honest. Like, I don't know if he's been appearing. Obviously, Chris hasn't, because she was injured for like a year. The drop kick with your hands in your pockets is just so cool.
Yeah.
And this is the closest I've seen Orange Cassidy as well. Because when we saw him at Flying V, we were on the back row, which was still pretty good. But remember, it elevated us up so we could see better?
Yeah.
Because that front row was too low.
Yeah, you weren't really close when we were taking the picture of Jess.
Uh-huh. Somebody got a better picture anyway, so someone on the far side took a picture, Someone and posted it as a tweet as well. A little Clementine meeting Orange, I think it was. Uh-huh. I saved that picture. I saved that tweet because somebody tagged me in it, so I saved that one. And we got a picture with Orange afterwards anyway, so it was fine. But I got a picture of him giving Jackson. So, all right, so I guess they tagged in. So Trish is actually pinning Orange now. So, and this is where we got confused, because they said, you can't do this. It's man versus man, woman versus woman, and that's all that's going to happen.
5 seconds.
And then actually they tagged in Lee Moriarty, so, yeah. If it was just they were using the 5 second rule, that was way over 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I have a picture of Jackson getting his fist bump.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really cool picture. I'm going to say, I looked on IWTV as well. Like, they had it covered as well. Like, I've watched that match again as well. Because I wanted to see if it was there. Alright, Lee is going for a stomp, but Orange just moved straight out of the way. He's going for it again.
He's just rolling.
Orange just rolled out of the way. And again, and he's up this time. And now he's actually moving. He's going at high speed.
Hope he has.
I love that move. I don't know what that was called.
Orange did a spinning DDT.
Yeah, it just looked... There's like so many components to it. It looks really impressive. It looks really difficult to execute. But it's better than your standard DDT. All right, and he's tagged Chris in. So I wonder if... Oh. So she's just thrown Orange. Oh, she's going to get... Oh, she basically do the same thing.
Yeah.
Threw Orange up in the air and then landed him straight on Lee Moriarty. Now, clearly at this point, she's fighting Lee Moriarty.
Yeah.
So that rule I mentioned at the start was for nothing. So why would you get the crowd all annoyed about a stipulation that was dumb anyway?
They probably shouldn't have said
just it. If they hadn't said anything, they would have been fine. Everyone would have been like, oh, okay, perfect match. But when they said it, like, it really put a bit of a downer on the start of the match. All right, she's tagged in Orange. But that was clearly more than 5 seconds. There was clearly, like, 34. Oh, so he's going up. Yeah, he's asking, shall I do the flip? He's doing his dead weight thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was so good to see all these again up close. All right, dead weight. And Lee Moriarty moved out of the way, and Lee's ready for it, and he's going for the pin. And Chris has actually broken it up.
Yeah.
Chris came in, and now Trish is in because she doesn't want that. Chris is outside.
But now Orange is... Orange,
ooh, Orange just took a boot to the face from Trish, and now it's... Oh, Chris is straight back in. So that didn't do a great deal. She just clotheslined Lee after Trish and Dora ducked out of the way. Turn around, Chris. Uh-oh. That's a great flip right there. That was a great clothesline, but the flip from Chris Statlander, that makes it everything. So Trish is in control right now.
Uh-huh.
And now it's total anarchy. Like, everybody's in the ring. Like, there's... Mm-hmm. I don't care. Nobody cared at all. This is one, I think, where it's better if when the refs don't do... Like, in theory, the refs should be like, no, I want the proper people in. All right, actually, the others have kind of rolled out of the way, so it's Orange versus Trish. Oh, there you go. I'd forgot he did the little kicks. We had the whole Orange thing, so now he's going for the bigger kick. Oh! And then I'm pretty sure we had... H2O is not particularly PG, so I'm sure we had a holy S chant or something like that. Oh, they probably... It could have been even more than that.
Uh-huh. The match that I prepared for was a... It wasn't H2O. It was GCW, actually.
Cool. Well, we can do that for next week. So, yeah, no, I'm glad you did. I said, like, I'm kind of picking the material. It's supposed to be your podcast. You're really supposed to be picking them. Mm-hmm. I do have an idea for a new format, possibly, for MGB. But, yeah, I think next week we'll go with that. And I would like to try this idea because it actually requires very little preparation. So the easier we can make the podcast, I think the easier it would be for us. It's definitely a lot less preparation for me. And I think in 2 weeks' time we'll give that a try. So I'm trying to work out the date right now. It'll be somewhere around September 13th, I think.
I picked out two matches that looked really good. And when I looked up, like, wrestling, they were one of the first to come up.
That looked over three. That looked way over three. Trish pinned Chris, and everyone was like, that's over three. And then for some reason, the ref, I don't know. He delayed on that third one by a long way. So was this on YouTube or something?
Both of them were, yeah.
How recent are they?
2020. Okay. The one that I can remember.
I don't care when it is. If it's a good match, it's a good match.
The other one, I don't remember when it was. But Schlack versus Nick Gage.
Oh, jeez. That'll be hard hitting. Yes, yeah, that will be PG. And Orange has got him, and that's got to be... No, it's not. Never mind. All right. I thought that was near the end. All right. Well, he's got rid of the elbow protector, so we're getting close to the end, I'm going to guess, at this point then. That was a really good kick out as well. Oh, I think Lee Moriarty's gone. Yeah, they did the same thing. He went the same thing that Trish did. He went for, like, the wrist of Cassidy. I like that spin around move.
Yeah, he's doing, like, a backwards airplane thing.
It looks really cool.
I don't remember what it's called.
I don't know either. It looks really cool, though. All right, Cassidy kicked out just before three. And for these events, just so everyone had to wear a mask. Like, it wasn't optional. Like, at the Camp Leapfrog one, they're like, we have masks for you if you don't have one. If you're not wearing a mask, you are going to be asked to leave, though. So there was a couple then of like, okay, I guess we better... Because they said at the start you had to, and then some people either took them off and pretended they didn't have them or whatever. But, oh, he's got that. Is that a mouse trap? It's something like that.
Something.
But it's kind of like that. Know. It looks really effective,
though.
I think
that should be a law. If you require a mask, you should provide the mask.
Well, most people should have their own, but... You don't have to provide something that other people need. Like, if it's shoes and shirt for service, like, you don't have to provide them with a shirt. You're going to turn up shirtless and get a free shirt for... I don't think so. A free pair of shoes? Nah. It's easy to do for something like this, for the prices. And like I say, everyone stood up and cheered.
They do that at Wegmans. They have masks.
They do, because they make enough money out of it. They don't mind giving you a 10-cent mask when you're going to spend $100. So, yeah, all very civil. Everyone shaking hands with each other. All four of them together. They're all raising arms together. And like I said, this is the reason I wanted to see it. Yeah. Everybody came out good from this. It was a thoroughly entertaining match. We got to see Orange's goofiness. This is the first time, I think, that I've seen Lee Moriarty live. Like, I've seen him on IWTV plenty. We've seen Trish before, but it's been a while.
The Masked Wrestler.
And I haven't seen Chris Statlander in way too long.
That was a horrible show, but a good show.
The ending was not good. I don't know what happened with that one at all. All right. What time is it? Have we got time to show you the Marcus Mathers one for a fourth time? Let's have a look. 12:32. Okay, so what they're showing right now is that documentary. Which is on our, yeah, it's like the Day in the Life of, I think it's called, or something like that. And yeah, she was on recently, and yeah, it was really good. So I would strongly recommend that. All right, well, I guess the bit I recorded by myself then is probably just going to be bonus material. Oh, they already started. All right, well, we're like 1 minute in. All right, so the sixth person, that's Gigi, who's getting kicked out right now. Mm-hmm. And Marshall's got blonde hair. I think he'll probably be the easiest one to be recognizable. I got him calling him Marshall. Oh, jeez, that's you. Marcus.
Marcus.
That's Redman there. Big Red, who's lifting his arms up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, perhaps I can just leave mine in at the end, actually. I can put it after the credits if anyone wants to listen to what I said by myself. Yeah. We'll do it that way. So, I won't try. I'll try not to repeat what I said, and then you can just do the descriptions for all these ones.
There's a ladder on the outside. So the fans can jump in.
Mm-hmm. So that there's a Marcus right there.
Why is there a ladder outside?
So they can bring it into the ring because it's a taller one.
That makes sense.
It says Mathers on the side of his.
I wonder if he actually.
I missed that on the first run through. That looked
a reverse DDT.
That was he did a flip and he kind of dragged the other guy through and then slammed him. There was some really cool stuff on this one.
I wonder if he got his name from Marshall Mathers.
I'm gonna guess possibly yes. I'm going to guess there's a connection.
So it's not that bad that I'm mixing them up.
No. Well, you're doing it deliberately for joke effect, though.
I did it twice on accident.
Of course, to begin with, yes. Yeah. To begin. Oh, that's the same move we just saw. Well, kind of, then he spun him around.
Yeah.
On the previous match.
And Marcus.
Oh, look at the. Oh, this is brutal. This is brutal. He can't protect his face because he's got his arms pinned. And there's the ladder. Oh! Actually, he released his arms, but that would still hurt.
That did hurt.
That would definitely, his face went straight into that ladder. Real like, there's Walker? No give. Is like, that what it says? There's no give there at all.
It says Real Walker, I think?
Where?
On his pants, or what?
Oh, it did? I don't know.
I don't know, whoever did that.
Oh, not sure. But when I saw that, because I was on that far side, I was like, he can't protect himself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's different. Coming to a ladder, like, if you can't physically protect yourself, yeah, there's Gigi. There was a lot of cries of F-U Gigi.
What?
They obviously hate him. He's a heel. I asked the question recently. I said, this is my first time at H2O. Was it really cool to hear the fans saying F-U Gigi as you walked in? Because it's like, as a heel, he was automatically heel as soon as he walked in. And the fact that the fans hated him, I was like, that's got to be the perfect heel reaction. They hated you that much. So I slam onto a chair.
What did he say?
Oh, yeah, no, he said he loved it. Yeah. That means he's done his job, right?
Yes, I guess.
Yep.
Just like Baron Corbin. He's the best. He's a really good heel.
You probably don't know Baron's current thing that's going on right now. So he's lost all his money.
He did?
Yep. So he's got a dirty shirt. He's on his last chance.
In real life?
No, in the storyline. So he's got like a dirty shirt on and he's trying to steal food from the... I was going to say cafeteria, wherever the...
catering?
Catering, yeah.
That's free!
You're not supposed to take a bag, because he doesn't have money to eat later, and things like that. Anyway, he was down to, his last 50 or something, and then he won some money at Vegas, and now he's actually rich again. He actually offered Big E $70,000, I think it was, for his Money in the Bank on SmackDown. What a coast-to-coast that was.
That's cool. Did he take it?
No, of course not. No, because it's a joke amount.
Who else won the Money in the Bank?
Nikki Ash, and she already cashed in and she won the championship.
See, I don't need to watch WWE.
Sure.
Highlights in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And then next time I'll watch a pay-per-view with you, I've got to explain everything again to you.
No, you don't. I can just watch whatever you don't like. Because you always hate the recaps. But
I watched the top 10. Actually, I've started watching the... Actually, I've changed. I was going to talk about this with Matt later, but it's all good.
I have too much school
work. I suddenly realized, while I was walking the other day, I opened up my phone because I was looking for something, and there was some video on Facebook, and I was like, ooh, that looks kind of cool. So I started clicking it, and I was thinking that the signal wouldn't be strong enough or it would keep going out while I was watching. And it was good, and I was like, oh, I can just watch all the wrestling.
Just like watching TV in the car.
Yeah, I can just, I guess so. I just don't normally do it.
I
I normally do it when I'm at home using Wi-Fi, so I know it's going to be a good connection. Uh-huh. But I don't really do it out on the road too much.
Oh, I don't ever download anything on the road.
No, okay.
I have one thing.
Look at that.
Oh, that's cool. He bent the ladder.
Yep. I don't know how strong those ladders are, but that was a great move by
Marcus.
That's
the one we have at home.
Marcus. Dang it, you got me into it now.
Whew, Marshall. But I downloaded one thing on Disney Plus, and that'll last me for, I don't know, if in case we go into, like, rural places.
All right, so most of the ladders in the ring now are broken, and they're kind of small anyway. So Marcus has gone to the outside to get the big boy ladder as the crowd were cheering. Big boy ladder.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was going to say is, so today I went for my walk. Rather than normally what I do is I'd sit and watch the wrestling, mm-hmm. and then I might go out for a shorter walk. I just started watching the wrestling while I walk now. So I watched all of... Do you even know what Rampage is?
Page?
It's AEW's biggest show.
Oh.
Well, perhaps it's not. Perhaps it's their Dynamite second biggest show. Dynamite is their biggest show. Perhaps it's their... Well, CM Punk appeared on Rampage last week, so...
I know.
Well, I did not know what Rampage is.
Well, I know he appeared.
Okay,
I saw Seth Rollins
react. Oh, whoa. Marcus is going to get buckle bombed.
Oh, cool.
On the top rope. So I watched Rampage while I was walking. I watched SmackDown. So I didn't watch the top 10 because they don't have it for Rampage. Like I literally watched the highlights. So it was like 30 minutes because it's an hour show anyway. So I watched most of Rampage.
So you're not being responsible.
SmackDown was 30 minutes out of a 2-hour show. So I watched that as well. I did watch it I didn't want to watch it at times 2. I watched it at times 1.5. And it does seem significantly slower.
So you're not being a responsible pedestrian?
I'm walking on the sidewalk. And that's about as close as you could get. There's nobody else out
there. I know, but you're not paying
time.
Attention.
I'm paying. I'm looking up and down.
Oh.
I have to keep looking up and then checking the screen and then looking up. I can see on the ground what's in
front
of me. Whoa,
that's cool.
Peripheral.
He did
flipped over the top ladder. Yeah. It was like Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
He does that one. Sets up on the top belt, top turnbuckle.
It's
jumps
like
over the top of the ladder and then does a flip and lands on Marshall.
It's like what they do in the Ultimate Tag Team.
Marcus. Dang it. I hate you.
It's like what they do in the Ultimate Tag thing. Like it's like not a game, is it? No. But they use their hands to push off the top thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Except he
to
did
get
a...
even extra. He just flips right over the top. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And as soon as you say, okay, so they got the ladder set up, you know he's getting power slammed onto that ladder.
Yeah.
Like everything in this match was like, what's the worst thing they could possibly do? And this guy threw him off the ropes. He's up.
Oh,
wow. That would, yeah. The ladders just look ridiculous. There's no giving that ladder at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just with all the shot bits landing on that, that's not good. That's not going to feel good at all. Look at the state of that ladder they just pulled out. Yeah, that needs to just go under the ring at this point. So, yeah, now I've actually started watching much more wrestling, but I'm kind of multitasking at the same time. So rather than just sit and watch it, I just go out and walk and watch. Yeah, I'm making sure I'm walking where it's safe to walk, though. Yeah, I'm not, like, crossing streets or anything. Or if I'm crossing a street, I'm stopping that and then going across. I don't like having to watch the ads, though. That's annoying. But there's nothing I can do about it. I don't have an ad blocker on my phone. But I have an ad... That's why I watch on my laptop normally, because I have an ad blocker. But they're not too bad.
Spoiled. Complaining about 5-second ads.
They're not as bad as I thought they were, actually.
You have to watch 5 seconds and then you could skip...
There's one where you can't skip. Sometimes it says you
it's
can't
like
skip.
It's
like 10
wait seconds
for
at most.
Yeah, it's not
It's not like
ad.
Hulu. That's outrageous.
Hulu, yeah.
Hulu, there's like 5 ads every 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's...
And each ad is 90 seconds long.
I think I watched Manifest Season 3 on there.
Manifest is on Netflix.
You didn't have Season 3, so I was like, I'm not waiting a year. Because sometimes Netflix puts it on a year after it's come out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not waiting a year, so I'm going to watch it. They just released Manifest like 2 weeks after I'd finished watching it. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
I'm like an episode or two in.
Netflix, you can do it times 1.5 and there's no commercials.
It's the one where she gains like the psychic superpowers from the plane, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I started watching a little bit of that.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
He's put in a ladder.
We're climbing up the ladder, but he's wedged another ladder in the side of the ladder and it's come on the ropes. And he's grabbing hold of him. You know that ladder's going to get
used. Oh, that's some money
obviously.
In the bank?
Yeah, it's some money in the bank for they can cash in for the odd. Look, you can tell he's going straight here. Superplex. You can see it straight away. Everyone knows what's going on. Why is the ladder? Look at the bounce off.
Oh.
Oh my God.
That didn't hurt.
This is why I've seen this 4 times. That is ridiculous. That is absolutely insane.
I know it probably didn't hurt that guy who got suplexed?
Are you kidding me?
I know, but the guy who got suplexed, I think he hit the rope.
It hit both of them. Did he hit the rope? Ridiculous.
I think that guy hit the rope.
You want me to rewind it a little bit? Yeah. You want to watch that bit again? I'm quite happy to watch this clip again.
The guy who did the suplex got hurt a lot because he didn't.
I think it hurt them both. Oh, did I go back?
Who's that?
Did I go back way?
That's the red.
Did I go back way too far?
I think you went forward.
Oh, I did? Whoops. There's the ladder again. Oh, shoot. I don't know where we are in this match now.
Oh, yeah, go back like a minute.
I gotta go back another minute, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we went way back.
I don't know.
I think we've gone way back too far now. There's so much going on in this match. Like, I can't remember which spot is which spot now. That's the problem. Oh. I guess I need to go to... Okay, there's... All right. Oh, we're close now. We're close. Oh, there's the ladder on the fallen on the ring. So, no, it is around this part then.
Yeah, I think the guy who did the suplex got hurt and the other guy who got suplex hit the ropes before he hit the ladder.
I just saw the bounce off and it looked ridiculous.
I think that he bounced off of the ropes and not the ladder, but I don't know. I might be wrong.
Is this it? Yeah. All right, I think this is the pit here.
He didn't do this. GG didn't do the suplex.
Oh, no, he didn't.
It was the other two and the red guy.
Dang it.
Redmond, I think?
Yeah. There's that right colored ladder, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been kind of talking, and I kind of got... And I've already, like I say, I've already seen so much here of this it is. Now. Oh, is this it? Yes. You think?
I think so.
Oh, I think you're right.
Are they even allowed to use the Money in the Bank?
What do you mean, are they allowed to use it?
Like, isn't it WWE?
It's not called Money in the Bank.
I know, but that's the briefcase.
It's a briefcase.
Doesn't that say... That says Money in the...
No, it doesn't. Oh, it says 100 IWTV.
Okay, never mind. I thought it has the same...
Here we go. All right, I'm making a note of the time. If anyone's watching and wants to watch on IWTV, IWTV 100, yeah, 12 minutes, and we're going to get to see that part.
They're
this is where I wish you could change the speed, though.
They're holding it.
Yeah, they are, because it was broken so much. I was worried that we were going to run out of ladders at one point. This might have been the last ladder. I think this is the only ladder where they can reach here from. Mm-hmm. But as soon as he sets it up this way, you know he's going for this. All right, I'm watching the guy who's doing the...
Oh, yeah, he definitely hit the ladder.
He definitely hit the ladder.
But that's why he had so much flip.
Yeah, but the other guy had, yeah, he gets flipped over the top, which is why he bounced so much. Oh my god.
Yeah, he hit the ropes. I think that's why he bounced a lot more. But he definitely did hit them.
You gotta remember, this is match one.
Oh, it is?
This is match one, and these are probably the least known names on the whole card. And it's like absolutely insane. Like, you don't recognize most of these people. Like, you know Jonathan Gresham. You're like, you know Chris Statlander. Yeah. You know Warhorse. You know Wheeler Yuta.
I recognize Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard Marshall Mathers a lot.
Mm-hmm. There's Marcus. He's going. He's going up to the top. No, I didn't. I said Marcus. It's not going to work now. And then that reminded me of Seth Rollins.
Guy. Yeah.
When he kind of jumped from nowhere.
The other guy who I don't remember.
I think that might be Austin Luke, but I'm not sure. I'm trying to think of a name who I'm not sure who hasn't featured yet, so... Yeah, because Marcus can't even...
Why does it take them so long to unhook the briefcase when they don't win? And as soon as they're supposed to win, it's instant.
Well, this time it doesn't actually take quite so long, thankfully.
I know, but in WWE, it takes them like a minute for them to try and unhook it, and then someone grabs them.
So Marcus is hitting down on him, and he's done. And you can see there's nobody in the ring. So at this point, everyone's going wild. Like, you can see the arms are going up already, even though he hasn't physically unhooked it.
Yeah.
Everybody knew Marcus was with him. Everyone, I'm going to say, he was so popular when they announced him.
They used the pliers.
Uh-huh.
Those are pliers.
Hey, it works, right? Do what you got to do.
There's the trash bags over there.
So, all right. The other part, if you'd have come down earlier, but I guess it doesn't really matter now at this point anyway.
Now you get to watch your football.
So, here's the Wheeler Yuta thing. So this
is that Andrade?
No, it's Daniel Garcia. So... Uh-huh. He's kind of like Kenny Omega, I think, in terms of a belt collector. Like, he's got a ton of indie belts. Mm-hmm. Now, the first 20 minutes of this match, I loved. But they said it was a 60-minute match. And I was like, why are they saying it's a 60-minute match? It's obviously going to go to the full 60 minutes. So I'm going to kind of skip as close to the end as I can get to. And I was about ready to leave. Because I still had a drive back. I still had like a 3-hour drive back. And when they announced at the first time, like, there's 30 minutes and there's 30 minutes to go, I was like, oh, good. And the fans were kind of booing at this point as well. What? So, like, this is going to be...
I was talking about Yuta that looked like Andrade.
Oh, okay.
He does. He has
a
mustache.
He's looked he looks a lot different. If you haven't seen him for a while. And, oh, whoops, well, you didn't see. Don't look at that part. Why does that keep coming up? That's, like, really annoying. Like, I'm trying to click. I don't like the IWTV thing. It keeps clicking up. Oh, let me exit full screen for a second, and then let me change where we get up to. Now, the reason I didn't leave is for a reason I'd totally forgotten about.
Oh, that's the right to censor guy.
Okay, hold on a second. All right, so we're on the last 15 seconds of the match now. The reason I didn't leave is whoever was winning this match anyway, obviously this is a long match, right? They're both tired. Somebody said, Marcus can cash in. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could be the new IWTV champion.
Yeah.
So I was like, I gotta stay now. Like, it was cool to see him win that, but he could, obviously, if he's H2O, he's not gonna be so Wheeler's tapped out, but the match is already finished. This was over 60 minutes. It was like 60 minutes and 2 seconds. I hated this match, except for the first 20 minutes. I'm like, this is so dumb. But now, I was curious, because even though there was no result in this, Marcus can still cash in, right?
Yeah.
He can do whatever he likes. So this was kind of still kind of exciting to see, like, well, is he? Is that what's going to happen? And,
Right to censor comes in.
So Rich Paladino is mentioning that, yeah, he tapped, but the match had already finished. So Wheeler Yuta is still the champion. And there's a few people coming in to kind of help the wrestlers. They're bringing in some water. It was a brutal match. But I didn't think it needed to be an hour. We'd already seen 2 hours. And then
that's Logan.
Oh, Logan was ringside because he's part of Wheeler's faction, along with Alexander James and Richard Halliday. And now everyone's going crazy. Everyone's going crazy because they just saw Marcus come out. And we will. I can't remember. This is.
Wait, where's the right to censor guy?
I don't know who you're talking about.
That guy
when
in the suit.
Hold on,
in the
hold
suit.
On. So when Trish, remember when Trish won? What a reaction that was.
Yeah.
This I'm putting up there with this. This everybody was going crazy. Like the H2O guy could be. I think he's only 17 still or 18. Like he could be the IWTV champion. Like this is amazing. Like this is proper wrestling storytelling here. This is
that guy.
A very good professional wrestler who used to be. Dasher Hatfield, who used to be on Chikara, and he's a heel and he can't wrestle right now. He hasn't had a chance to, and he's just absolutely planted Marcus Mathers. And I was like, oh my god, I hate him for doing this. Like, I just bought his shirt recently. He had some, I think he said his dog or something. I might be mixing stories up here, but like, or his car had broke or something, and like, he was trying to make money from wrestling. I said, hey, look, I saw your story. I'll buy a t-shirt from you. And he did. He sent it to us, and I think there might be an autograph somewhere for you as well, Mason, if I remember correctly. So this was literally a few days before when I went to, and I was like, oh my god, I like I know he's playing a character, but I'm like, man, I just supported you, and you just took out Marcus. I'm like, I so wanted to see Marcus become the title holder. And basically he says, like, hey, look, you're a young kid. You're not getting that shot at the IWTV tonight. Like, that's not happening. How come people like me don't get my shot? He didn't get a chance.
Okay.
He didn't get a chance. So that was the end of it. I wasn't going to show you the 60-minute match. But, yeah, he cuts a promo. So Marcus still holds the briefcase. I have a picture of Marcus holding that. Because I said, hey, can I take a picture? Did I give you the autograph of Marcus?
No.
Okay, I still can't, because I know you were in Ohio. I got you an autograph from Marcus. It had the briefcase. I said, hey, is it okay if I take a picture of the briefcase? And he stood for me and took a picture.
Uh-huh.
But oh my gosh, it would have been an amazing finish.
I don't know if you remember or if I remember. Oh, that guy.
Guy's giving middle fingers to a but very good guy, professional wrestler.
That guy is Irvin, or he is the same.
Irvin Legend?
No.
Oh.
Irwin S. something in... I don't know. Irwin or Irvin?
Is Michael Irvin from the Dallas Cowboys from
no,
the
80s? No, he's a wrestler, 90s. And he wears that... He wears, like, suspenders.
Steve Irwin, the Crocodile Hunter?
No.
I don't know.
The guy... Aren't those suspenders?
Oh, yeah.
Wears suspenders with a tie.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's Irwin S. or Irvin S., but I don't remember.
I don't know. Someone who's listening, I'm sure, will know. They can let us know who we're thinking about. So there's nothing really else.
I think
else
he's
to,
in right to say.
There's nothing else really know. To see at this point. The only person I know is Steven Richards.
This is Andrade, though.
No,
he
it's
looks
not.
Exactly like
him. He looks a lot tougher with that beard, though. He's still only 24, I think it said. Like, oh my gosh. Like, his upside is so good. And I can't remember if I told you or not, but apparently WWE passed on Wheeler Yuta.
They did?
Yeah, he was at their training, and they were like, yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. They're looking for people who are over 6 foot, which I'm sure Wheeler is. Under 30, he definitely is. But they're looking for big guys, looking for like 300-pounders. He's not a 300-pound guy. Like, he's a great wrestler, but they're not interested in that. And I'm trying to remember who this is. This might be Murdoch, who came out, who I think we saw on the... what was that Cage Fighter thing? Cage Fighter X13 or something? Yeah. That we saw, X3 that we saw? I think he came out as well. His match against Warhorse was brilliant. Mm-hmm. As well. But he's like, yeah, I want my shot as well. So everyone kind of gets... So it was kind of a cool ending, but it could have, I think, been even...
What time was it?
It could have been kind of even cooler at this point. So this is 3 hours in, so we're way past 8 o'clock now at this point, so I still had a 3-hour drive, and I'd been... This was my fourth event in 2 days as well, so I was kind of getting a little done at this point. All right, I think that should be good enough. Uh-huh. Yep, if you want to listen to what I recorded without Mason, because we had a miscommunication, I'll put that after the exit, and after the exit music. All right. Yeah. All right, wrap it up then.
This is MGB. We're out. Peace.
Music was Zigzag by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/.
All right, this could be an interesting MGB. It might just be GB. Not sure where Mason is. Told him we're supposed to record. I have a busy schedule, so if he comes down and joins me, he comes down and joins me. And if he doesn't, then he doesn't. So for this week, I came up with the plan. I wanted to go back and watch IWTV 100 that I saw in New Jersey. I talked about it on Good Cop, Bad Cop. I'm kind of doing a watch-along right from the start. I'm going to look at two matches specifically, or perhaps if Mason's not here, I might look at the start of a third one as well. So, I just wondered what he would think about some of this. I know he doesn't know the H2O wrestlers quite as well, but I thought it'd be interesting. Oh, I can see me already. I have such a good seat. I'm on the far right-hand side as they're introducing everyone. So at the start, they've got all six people in the ring already. This is not quite the same as what happened when I was there in person. They actually brought out each person one at a time before the hour, and then everyone was in the ring. Then they went to live. So, this is for the number one contendership. This is a ladder match to decide who gets to be, the IWTV, Independent Wrestling World Title number one contender. So, it features Austin Luke, Gigi Everson, Reed Walker, Ryan Redfield, Steve Saunders, and Marcus Mathers. And I think at this time, I had seen... I think four of these interviews on the No Holds Barred Network. So I certainly recognize some people. Gigi Everson, I think, was interviewed this week because I caught that one. And okay, they've all started. They're all kind of looking up at the basket. And right now it's Marcus Mathers and Gigi Everson. The thing I remember most about Gigi Everson when he came in, and that was one who I didn't know, was not really appropriate for a PG one, but it was basically F-U-G-G multiple times. The people who were sat just in front of me, I think were hardcore H2O fans. I think they went to every single event. And they seem to know everybody, and they seem to know all the chants. They always seem to have something. And when I was hearing them talking, they were referencing callbacks to previous events and things like that. We already got somebody flying to the outside. We got one ladder that's already been put over the bottom rope, kind of like on a diagonal. I think that's a clothesline from Ryan Redfield. Yeah. And what I remember most about this match is just that it was just crazy. This was literally nonstop for the whole time. There was people coming in, they would do their spots, then the next person would come in, and it was just one after another after another. This was general admission seating, And I knew from the first event, because I'd actually been to Camp Leapfrog first, that it was kind of busy. I had a reserved seat for Camp Leapfrog because I had front row. And even with early admission, because I was one of the VIPs for that one, there was still quite of a line for that one. And I was kind of near the back. And for this one, I was like, well, I better get here at least 30 minutes early. And I was pretty near the back even for this one. But from the first one, I knew that it was super hot. And I saw as I was leaving, there was a big fan on one side. So as soon as I got in for this one, I made sure that I sat on that same side. This one I did get to choose. I kind of like to sit on the far side of the ring, so you can actually see the wrestlers' faces as they're coming through the entrance. So I was kind of happy on both counts for this one. Oh, Marcus Mathers is face. Marcus Mathers is in all sorts of trouble right now. He just got his arms pinned and he just got his face slammed straight into a ladder. That was on the opposite side from where I was sat, so I wanted to see that from the proper camera angle this time. Yeah, that was brutal. There's a combination of ladders. The ladder they got set up in the middle right now is super short. I can't even imagine if he climbs it, he's even going to be able to reach that basket, reach that container. He just got a chair shot to the back anyway from GG, so he's not making it up for this one. So, yeah, like I said, I went to Camp Leapfrog. I think there was like a two-hour gap in between. It was a tight two-hour show. I started at 1 and finished at 3. And then this one, I think, if I remember correctly, started at 5. So, yeah, there was like a two-hour gap. I went to a Subway, got some food, and then came back. Not many places to park for this at all. I didn't realize. I knew it was at the H2O Training Center, and I figured there'd be kind of a lot of parking. There was people parked on grass verges. It wasn't easy to find parking, which is another reason I got here a little bit earlier for this one. But even then, I was still one of the later peoples. Now, I think he said that this match was 11 minutes and when I looked on Cage Match. And I just remember this being the absolute perfect setting for the start of this. Like, there was a lot of bigger matches on the card in terms of big names. One of them I want to look at, definitely. I want to look at Orange Cassidy and Chris Statlander again. Warhorse was on this one. Wheelie Yuta was on this one. And I think, I certainly put out a tweet that I think this is probably the most number of IWTV champions on one card. Jonathan Gresham was on the card as well. So yeah, Jonathan Gresham, Chris Statlander, Orange Cassidy, Wheelie Yuta, Warhorse. Lee Moriarty as well was on the card. So there were 6. And the main event was Daniel Garcia. So if Daniel Garcia had won the main event, which he didn't, then actually there would have been 7 as well. And there was the possibility that also the person that wins this match could cash in on the main event as well. And that actually could have created an 8th champion as well. So this was, there were some really big names in terms of this one. And they're still trading moves right now. They've got a ladder and right on the side of the ladder. Ouch. Most of these moves just looked absolutely brutal. If they could think of a move that was going to hurt, they were going for it. They weren't taking it easy at all. And that ladder is totally busted. There's no way they're not being able to climb up with that. I'm not sure if the chairs are from the outside or if they were from under the ring. I don't remember that part. Mathers just ducked under a kick and now he's going for his own little slam. Looks like he might be going for an F5. Oh, he just threw him straight into the ladder that was right propped up against the corner. The thing I'm missing most about doing it this way is I'm missing the reactions. Like, I'm watching this in silence, and I know that this place was absolutely buzzing. Like, I can see people clapping right now. You can see people stood up. You can see people cheering. The one thing I do remember from the crowd cheer at this time, Marcus Mathers has just gone to the outside, and he's picked out the biggest ladder that was there. And I remember them shouting, "Big boy ladder." Because all the other ones looked a little... The ref's just adjusting one of the ladders. It's absolutely bent in half. It would be totally useless. There's no way you could use it. All right, Marcus is setting up the main ladder. And nobody else is in the ring at all. There's been a few people we haven't seen for a while. All right, he's climbing up. And I think that's Steve Sanders who just came in the ring. And he's hitting him on the back. And he looks like he's about ready to powerbomb him into... Oh, jeez. That was like on the top turnbuckle. I thought he was going to go over the outside for a second. And, I thought he was going to be a bulldog, but he kind of turned it into a powerbomb as well. So he just slammed him again in the ring. And he's setting up a second ladder, but I'm not quite sure what's going on right now. I haven't seen Ryan Redfield in a few minutes as well. I assume he's going to come in at some point pretty soon too. One of the ladders just fell over and leant against the ropes. He's like, whatever, I don't know what's going on here. Oh, he's going to I think this is the vault over the top of the ladder. So he's gone up to the he's gone up on the top turnbuckle. He's got his hand on. This is kind of Jeff Hardy-esque. Yep. And, oh, man. He did a flip straight over the top and landed straight on Mathers, and Mathers is right on the outside now as well. Whew, that was some serious elevation. All right, we got Gigi in now as well. Clothesline, followed by a slam. And Gigi's closing up the ladder. Just throw it on the ground. All right, I guess he's going to get slammed onto that now. I did feel while watching this as well, it seemed like a lot of the time that they didn't really care who won. They just wanted to inflict pain on as much of these people. Oh my God, he just body slammed him straight onto that steel ladder. Ouch. I think that might be Austin Luke. There's a few of these people I get a little bit mixed up because I haven't seen them too many times yet. Gigi I recognize much more because he was the one that I didn't really know, and then having seen him this week on that interview as well. All right, there's Ryan. Ryan's finally come in, Big Red. He's fighting with Gigi. And yeah, they're just going to tip that big ladder over. And oh, I thought he had a chain for a minute. It looks like it's just wrestling tape around his wrist that's come off. Nice charge from Redfield. Just charged him straight into the ladder. Yeah, that ladder is done in that corner. I was worried watching this match as well. Like, they were breaking ladders and bending ladders so bad that I was worried if they're even going to be able to finish this match. Oh, he just got him propped up in that ladder and just rammed him straight into the ring post. I did wonder if they had an extra ladder underneath just in case. So they could be kind of like, hey guys, you might want to be... Oh, this is right up at the top now. All right, so they got the big ladder in there. You can see that this is really close. And, oh yeah, it's so bent that the referees have actually got to come in, and they're actually holding the ladder for the competitor to actually go up to the top. He's going really slow, though. He just got hit by another ladder, and this... Oh, this is probably the worst segment. While he's injured, he's ramming a ladder in halfway on the bottom. And over the ropes. And instead of going for the briefcase, they're both fighting each other. And you're like, you know something's going to happen here. You're like, surely he's not going to superplex him from the top of a ladder onto another ladder. Oh my God. Oh jeez. It was brutal. And from where I was and getting to see it this time zoomed in. Oh my God, his body bounced off that ladder so much. I so wanted Mason to see this because I knew he wouldn't know what was coming. Oh my God, that is absolutely insane. And yeah, it must have hurt both of them equally. Now, Marcus Mathers looks like he's got the advantage now. So, yep, he's just given a quick kick and he's got the ladder set up. The referees have disappeared, so they're not holding it anymore. So I guess they realized it's okay. Oh, Chris Lewins just came in. But he's not holding it because I think Mathers is okay. All right, they're holding it now. Marcus is coming up pretty slowly. And kind of Seth Rollins-ish, we've got somebody who just jumped onto the ladder and climbed up and just reached the top before Marcus. Headbutts to each other and kind of hitting each other as well. On the far side, he's going to grab it. Marcus is on the near side, but he can't even see the briefcase now. It's behind him. They're exchanging blows from the top. And this is really... Marcus Mathers is one of the people I was most excited to see for this one. So I was really rooting for this time. I'm like, come on, if you can just get this guy over, then you got it all to yourself. And sure enough, he's down on the ground. Marcus is sat on the top. No problems on chaining it. And a very popular winner. I can see why Marcus Mathers is so big. I've heard a lot of people talking about him. Everyone who goes to the H2O shows, I've heard positive things. The crowd, who obviously knew him as well, as soon as he was introduced, he was so over. And yeah, probably one of the people I hadn't seen before, most excited to see. Marcus is there. Oh, I can actually see the briefcase. The briefcase looks pretty sweet, actually, now. I can see the 100 logo embossed on it and the IWTV on it as well. And I don't think he opens it up. No, I think he's just climbed. And that was it. That was the first match. 11 minutes, and it was absolutely crazy. Everyone stood up already. And this was awesome.